Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Some rather heavy words coming from the mouth of our Savior. Words with no less than eternal consequences. Acknowledge me and live. Deny me and die. I can't help but think that these words became very fresh in the mind of Simon Peter as he left that courtyard in tears, having just denied his Lord Jesus before that servant girl, just hours following Jesus' arrest. You might remember that it was Jesus who had changed Simon's name to Peter, which means rock. But in the heat of the moment, Peter was not a rock. Rather, he was about as faithful, about as solid as shifting sands. When it came time for Peter to be a witness for Jesus, to acknowledge his commitment to him before men, he lost all of his courage and quickly faded into the background. He had denied his Lord before men. And now he perhaps remembered those words of Jesus that his Lord also would then deny him before his Father in heaven. What an incredible emptiness Peter must have felt in those moments following his denial. He had not only lost and denied his friend and his master, Jesus, but he may have also thought that he had lost his salvation and had, by his actions, condemned himself to death. Well, that's Peter's story. What's yours? Where do you stand in your witness to the Lord? Do you openly acknowledge your Savior Jesus before others? Of course you do. You're here right now, aren't you? By coming to worship, by receiving Holy Communion, by attending Bible class and doing your daily devotions and saying your prayers and gathering together for various church functions, you openly show your faith in Jesus to others. You publicly acknowledge Jesus. That's true to a certain extent. But how do you hold up when the heat is turned up a bit? How do you perform under pressure? How do you function under fire? You see, Peter did great most of the time. When everything was rolling along and there were no real dangers, Peter came out looking solid as a rock. Remember, it was Peter who said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." It was Peter who three times confessed his love for Jesus. It was Peter who cut off the ear of the soldier in the garden to try to protect his Lord. And yes, it was Peter, when the heat was turned up a bit, when he stood there all alone and was simply asked to acknowledge, Jesus said, I don't even know the man of whom you speak. It's easy to acknowledge Jesus before his face or before our fellow Christians. But how do we do when we're standing all alone before the unbelieving world out there? I remember a young girl I met back in college. She was a Japanese girl. She had come to Concordia to study English and then to head into the United States university system. In my time getting to know her, I shared with her my faith and talked to her about Jesus. And she was interested in what I told her. I was interested in possibly becoming a Christian. But it was forbidden to her by her family. If she converted, she would be shunned by her parents. The last I ever heard from her as she headed out to some university, she hadn't converted. Jesus said, whoever disowns me before men, I will also disown him before my Father in heaven. Immediately following the words of our text, Jesus continued his sermon. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on this earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I came to turn a man against his father and a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or his mother more than me is not worthy of me. Perhaps this young Japanese girl should bear those words in mind. Her fear of rejection or conflict or ill will was stronger than her desire to follow the Lord. Curious, does the same fear possess you? Do you refrain from speaking up to folks because you're afraid that they might think you're holier than thou? Are you afraid to ask your friends when you get together if it's all right if you offer up a prayer before you eat? Do you keep silent when you ought to speak because you're afraid you might rock the boat with your children or grandchildren or friends or neighbors or coworkers? When the heat is on and you're in one of those awkward situations, do you fail to acknowledge Jesus in word and deed for fear of people's opinions? Jesus said, whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. When Peter first realized what he had done, how he had denied his Lord three times, he was filled with a fear that probably was greater than any fear that he had ever felt before. He had denied Christ as his Lord because of his fear of the people's reactions to him. Maybe also in fear of what they might do to him. But now he was full of a fear that made those other fears pale in comparison. He was filled with fear of over his own sin and possibly the fear of God's rejection. Had Peter known the magnitude of this fear, perhaps he would have never denied Jesus that night in the courtyard. But thanks to Jesus' death and his resurrection, this terrible fear of God's rejection that Peter worried about is something that you and I will never have to experience. And it's something that Peter didn't have to endure. God's rejection of us for our moments of denial and our lives of disobedience has already been taken place or been taken care of by Jesus at the cross of Calvary. Because of his great love for us, God rejected Jesus in our stead. When Jesus was on the cross, you remember the words he cried out in the Aramaic, the Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? He was receiving the rejection that was due us. God was denying Christ for all those times that we deny him. Therefore, we're now freed from all of the fear of God's denial or God's rejection on account of Jesus' blood shed for us. We will never be denied when we stand before our Father in heaven. Let this gospel assurance bring about a renewal in our commitment to witness to Jesus before others. The fear of God's rejection has been done away with because of Jesus. And as for, I guess, perhaps our fear of rejection of others, it pales in comparison to the fear from which we have been released. Jesus, in spite of his fears, endured God's certain rejection on the cross for each one of us. We can certainly, therefore, I think, chance human rejection for him. I know it's tough to be that witness when the heat is on, when the pressure's turned up, or when you're under fire. But that's when Jesus needs us the most. For it is to those who cause us the greatest discomfort and fear who probably need to hear of Jesus' love and forgiveness the most. Knowing that Jesus will never disown us before his Father in heaven can give us the confidence and the courage to never disown him before men. I pray that God would give each of us the grace to be renewed in our life of witness and to take the opportunities each and every day to acknowledge our Savior Jesus in this very needful world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen.